to give some history to this, let's go back 52 years ago on May 20th of 1953. That is a date that has come up through the UFO investigation world as something supposedly crashing near Kingman, Arizona. Now, what no one has talked about is the fact that 3 weeks later, on this date of June 11th, 1953, if you draw a straight line on a map, you can go right straight north, 200 miles from Kingman to this dry lake bed east of the Fish Lake National Forest. And we know that we've got these photographs, at least two dozen, with dates on them of June 11th, 1953, of this huge, huge triangular feature. And, George, they did a grid pattern. The photographs are overlapping grids. Somebody was focused on that triangle for unknown reasons.
Mm.
And it's only 3 miles away. That is what is called the Desert Research Experimental Station, that some people call DRESS because it's the acronym. Well,
okay.
It's interesting that that was built in 1933, a CCC project, and it's was designed to try to deal with how do you, when there's drought and dryness, what do? How do you make plants? How do you help ranchers during a drought time? What can you do to help with drought? That's how this DRES facility came about. But over the years, and I'm going to go right to something that one of the investigators told me on 9/11, that very day, at the night. It was a total fluke. They just happened to have made an investigation trip out, and they said that the DRESS facility that is supposed to be managing desert plants was lighted up on the night of September 11th, 2001, and stayed lighted for a week.
Weird.
Okay. Now, the location of this triangle is also 175 miles south of that highly classified Dugway Proving Grounds. We don't know if there's a connection at all.
Right, okay.
But this United States Air Force pilot says that he has firsthand knowledge that a large aerial vehicle, and this is a quote, not from this world, unquote, impacted in 1953, where the triangle feature was dug to bury the craft and perhaps to provide, this is interesting, to provide a permanent marker in the lake bed for some kind of targeting, perhaps by the non-humans, but the exact purpose of that huge triangle is still unknown. And two Californians that I know, Lester Velez and Steve Jones, they became convinced by both of the retired U.S. Air Force men, the captain and this pilot. Both of the men said a large UFO had crashed, it was too big to transport, it had been buried, and recently I was able to talk with the pilot who requests anonymity, and here is an excerpt from that interview.
Okay, I can't wait for this one. Here we go.
What I understand from Steve Jones is that you were on a recovery team.
Well, in the Air Force, which I'm not going to talk about, was all kinds of things. I can't talk about it. They will shoot me.
Were those things related to the extraterrestrial biological entity phenomenon?
You're making it hard. I can't talk about that stuff. They weren't from this world, let's put it that way.
Okay. And what is your personal firsthand knowledge about the dry lake bed triangle that is in the high altitude photographs dated June 11th, 1953?
Well, that's a crash that happened back in late 52, early 53. I don't remember exact date now, but it crashed there, not in Kingman, and they buried it there.
And do you know for a fact that some sort of extraterrestrial vehicle was buried inside of that area that is the triangular pattern near the DRESS facility?
Well, the ship was 150 feet in diameter. It was an oblong ship. It was about 3 stories high. Now, you can't pack that up on a car and drive it off. You can't helicopter it out. and the metal, you can't cut it up, so they got to put it somewhere.
And what is the source of your information? Can you...
I ought to tell you.
And what did our government do?
Start digging a big hole.
How did they do that?
With a lot of army guys and shovels. I mean, they dug for days and days and days and days. It's pretty sandy out there, so it's pretty easy. Bulldozers and whatnot.
But burying something that's 3 stories high, that's at least 30 feet high, by 150 feet in diameter, that's pretty big.
Well, half of it was already buried when I finally settled down, so I had to dig the other half out.
It's still buried in October of 2005, as far as you know?
As far as I know, yeah. I haven't been there in probably a good 10 years or so, and it was there when I was there last, so.
And is the dress facility a hiding in plain sight intelligence operation in which there are underground facilities to access the buried craft?
Well, it used to be. It's not active anymore, but there used to be some underground walkways to the site and into the ship.
And you know that firsthand?
I walked in the ship myself.
And do you know which type of entity it's linked with?
The Zeta Reticulan.
The gray-skinned ones with the vertical pupiled reptilian eyes?
The small gray, yeah, I guess that's what you call them, yeah. They're not really reptilian eyes, but okay.
Well,
they're brown, black eyes, but...
Do you have any understanding why the 1953 aerial that was taken on June 11th shows a large triangular unnatural pattern? Why a triangle?
Who knows? Those people did all kinds of weird things.
In other words, that the digging and the burying, leaving that triangular pattern, may have been for some reason.
There's probably some aerial reason for the other ships to come in and land. Most likely, you might guess.
Now, George, that is probably one of the more powerful statements that I've heard from somebody saying that they had firsthand, even going in something that was underground that was supposed to be, quote-unquote, not from this world.
And this guy's dead serious, Linda. He sounds like he means exactly what he's saying.